Market View on Money FM 89.3.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit many industries here in Singapore fast and hard. But one particular sector we haven't really talked about is the telco space and how this has impacted their plans moving forward and their day-to-day operations. DBS, just last week, released their recent outlook, at least, on how the local telcos might fare and what kind of headwinds they might face moving forward. So we also want to see how this is changing some of the dynamics with regards to data demand and demand for data, and also for with regards to usage of telcos, telco services moving forward. Today on Market View, we're joined by Mr. Sachin Mittal, who is the Vice President and Resident Telco Analyst over at DBS, to shed a little bit of light into what DBS is seeing is in store for the telco space in terms of opportunities and challenges. Mr. Mittal, thank you so much for joining us today. Good afternoon to you, and I hope you and your family are safe and in good health right now.
Yeah, we're quite okay, yeah.
Let's talk first about that report that you and your colleagues released last week, where you said that the telcos might be under pressure because of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly due to a drop in roaming mobile revenues. Now, this is a segment that not a lot of people really focus on or maybe not pay as much light towards when you look at the telco space. Usually people look at the ARPUs and also the average revenues per user and also the number of subscribers. But how significant is roaming mobile revenues, particularly for the likes of StarHub, M1, and Singtel?
Singapore actually has more roaming competition because of more number of tourists coming to Singapore and also going out, being a global city. 20% of the mobile revenues actually are roaming revenues. So overall, the impact on the earnings for Singtel and StarHub is about close to 8-9% for each of them. Although in the case of StarHub, the company also benefits from this enhanced job rate scheme, where the company is co-funding some of the salaries of employees. So I think that kind of neutralizes the impact on the roaming revenues of StarHub. Singtel will still be impacted because not all the employees are paid in Singapore. Yeah.
All right. So the one other thing, too, that many are asking about telcos, Sachin, is because you have a lot of these folks who are working from home, self-quarantining, various restrictions. Some are actually pointing to or expecting increased demand for data at home while people are locked or are staying put, and the demand to try and overcome boredom or try to hold meetings continues to grow also. Are there any indications, based on what you're seeing, that these measures are making a positive dent to mobile data traffic, boosting demands, and could ultimately feed into earnings as a positive for the likes of Singtel and StarHub?
So definitely there's a rise in the mobile data traffic. Will that lead to rise in earnings? It's something not clear, because there's no clear one-to-one relationship between mobile data traffic and revenues. As you know, you get certain number of GB free in your plan. And if you don't use them, you still pay for them, right? So there should be some positive impact, but I think it will be material in the next few quarters. Yes. So at this point, this impact, this whole thing makes it telcos more resilient. But whether there's a positive impact, I think it's not clear yet.
All right. We're still speaking to Mr. Sachin Mittal, who's the DBS's resident telco analyst here on Market View, to talk about the fate of the telco space. Sachin, if you've noticed also among some of your peers also, COVID-19 and the pandemic has called into question the dividend plays of various sectors that were so en vogue last year. The REITs have been saying that they might see lower rents. The banks might be feeling up pressure from possible default rates and lower interest margins. So now the question is, what's the outlook on telcos, given they're also seen as a strong and reliable dividend play? Will telcos be able to preserve their current dividend payouts during these very trying times, or will they face very similar pressures that we're seeing among the other dividend-paying industries?
The impact on telcos should be much, much lower. I think StarHub should continue with its 9 cents dividend per share. For Singtel, there could be some impact, adverse impact, because last 2 years they have been paying out exceptionally high dividends of 17.5 Singapore cents per share. I think there are a lot of pressures on Singtel, whether it's all the currency weakness or is it the Indonesian currency weakness. So very conservatively, I'm putting dividend per share for Singtel could be cut to 14 to 15 Singapore cents compared to 17.5 cents for this year.
So you,
there could be some little bit of cut from Singtel, yeah.
So a 14-cent dividend, possible cut in the dividends for Singtel. Is that what you were saying? Just so now, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, there could be some cut, and it could be reduced to 14 cents. It could be 14 cents from 17.5.
All right. I see. So Sachin, Singtel very much in focus, and actually was given a little bit more focus during in some of the reports you guys released. And one thing you also pointed out is that Singtel could be facing more issues because of their possible headwinds from foreign affiliates, Optus in Australia, Globe in the Philippines, for instance, and AIS in Thailand. A lot of these countries, and just to name a few, they're all going through their own lockdowns, restrictions also. Can you talk to us about how big an issue their operations in these foreign affiliates will be for Singtel, and whether this is now going to be an extra challenge that they'll have to face when compared to what their peers are facing right now?
So, as far as earnings are concerned, we are not really concerned because roaming revenues are really small in most of these countries.
Okay.
But our concern is mainly on the exchange rate. For example, Aussie dollar has dropped almost close to 10% versus in dollar for the last few months. Similar is the drop in Indonesian rupiah. So all these currency calculations might impact Singtel adversely. And that is something we have already taken in our forecast. When we talk about 9-10% cut in earnings, we already considered that in our forecast.
All right. So you've mentioned the Australian dollar being a possible headwind or a possible weight on Singtel. Can you is there a similar concern with regards to currency risk from, say, their other operations, say in the Philippines, Indonesia, India, Thailand, for instance? Is there a similar worry that you could see some currency risk from these countries that could impact Singtel?
Yeah, I mean, Indonesian rupiah is rather a big concern because in terms of profit contribution, they contribute almost close to one third of Singtel's earnings. So I think Indonesian rupiah and Aussie dollar, these are the two biggest concerns as far as currency is concerned. For other countries, it's relatively okay because Thai baht is considered a relatively stable currency. Earnings are also resilient. I think for other countries, not much a concern. Just these two countries.
All right. Sachin, can you also comment on the decision by Singtel to liquidate Hook, and if it was possibly connected to some of the headwinds they might be facing? And was this a good move on the part of Singtel to liquidate and exit the streaming service space?
Yeah, so it's a very competitive space, and Singtel did not make any money. In fact, they have incurred big losses, and 15-20 million losses each quarter. The question was whether they want to continue with the losses or whether they want to give it up. I like the decision that they are exiting the business because I understand this is a very, very competitive business. And you are competing with the likes of Netflix and Amazon Prime, ultimately, who are also getting the local content. So, exit will make the losses actually disappear from the next quarter onwards. So, there will be almost a 3% positive impact on Singtel's earnings because of this exit.
Okay. We're still speaking to Sachin Mittal, who is the telco analyst for DBS. Sachin, a lot of these pressures right now, have they endangered or perhaps could they lead to potential delay on some of the big CapEx budgets and plans of these telcos that before the COVID-19 pandemic were preparing for a big rollout in terms of 5G?
Actually, you're right. There is, I think, Chinese telcos are guiding for lower capex for 5G for this year, and ultimately there could be a delay, further delay in 5G rollout, and in that sense, it will lead to lower capex budgets and good for the free cash flow and the dividends.
Okay, and
at this point,
go ahead.
This is something moving. Yeah, this is moving, and I hope it happens.
Okay, and Sachin, finally, my last question for you is to talk about some of these new changes that we've seen. There are now these new work-from-home dynamics, the demand for faster online speeds. If and when the COVID-19 pandemic lifts, Are you expecting a significantly different telco landscape and, say, consumer habits from telco users moving forward when the pandemic subsides? And are these going to be significant changes that might alter how you study or analyze some of these telcos?
I think there will be some permanent consumer habits which are being built now. Like, you know, there's more focus on business continuity planning by corporates. I think people want to have a virtual private network kind of arrangement working from home. These things are going to stay. So telcos, in the longer term, will tend to benefit from all the arrangements.
All right, Sachin Mittal, a telco analyst from DBS, thank you so much for joining us today on MarketView and sharing your insights on what how this is shaping and changing the telco landscape moving forward. And once again, we hope you and the rest of your family stay safe and stay healthy as we ride out this very challenging time. Have a good afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.